Floating in a boat through the heart of the Atchafalaya Basin near Bayou Sorrel, Brian Piazza and Jim Bergen quietly named the birds chirping overhead.
Red-bellied woodpecker, yellow-billed cuckoo, red-shouldered hawk. Did I miss any, Jim?
Cardinal.
Northern cardinal.
Piazza and Bergen are scientists for the Nature Conservancy, which just bought over 5,000 acres of land here. Before the Nature Conservancy, A. Wilbert's sons owned this property for generations. As Vic Blanchard explains, Wilbert's has a long history.
The company was formed way back in 1850 or so when a German immigrant by the name of Anton Wilbert came over from Koblenz, Germany. He was by trade a coffin and a cabinet maker. So he was interested in buying cypress timber to have a resource for his occupation. He had 9 children, hence the name A. Wilbert's Sons, which took the business over after him.
Blanchard is the company's land manager. Today, Wilbert's uses their land for a lot of things, chiefly timber harvesting, oil and gas exploration, and hunting leases.
You got to understand, this company's held those properties for 128 years and is really not too much in the business of selling property. We manage these properties to be sustainable.
That sustainability is getting tougher to achieve, though.
The main problem I see with the basin is the hydrology now. It's just inundated for too long, too frequent. Many of your timber stands are actually dead or dying at this time because of the amount of water inside the basin.
Riding in the boat, you can see what Blanchard is talking about. Downstream, along the banks of Bayou Sorrel, a row of shrubby trees crowd out some cypress. Or maybe they're tupelo, it's not clear from this distance. Either way, shrubs can take over when high water drowns young cypress and tupelo trees. Piazza says the Atchafalaya Basin's plumbing is broken, largely because of flood control projects dating back nearly 90 years.
If you look behind the boat, you see that Bayou Sorrel stops being a curvy bayou and is a straight canal.
After the disastrous Mississippi River flood in 1927, Congress reevaluated the nation's approach to flood protection. They ordered the Army Corps of Engineers to tame the lower Mississippi River. As part of that program, the Corps redesigned the Atchafalaya Basin.
This canal was dredged here to get water more efficiently out of the Atchafalaya River and into Bayou Sorrel and down to the Gulf of Mexico for flood control.
Because of all that construction, the banks of many channels are higher than they would be naturally.
This is a slow-moving water system. This is a flat system, so it doesn't take much of a obstruction to turn that water or stop it.
And that's why floodwaters get trapped in the woods, harming cypress tupelo forests in the process.
Cypress and tupelo trees need periodic draining of that forest so that they can sprout and get high enough so that when they get flooded again, they don't get drowned by the water.
The Nature Conservancy isn't sure exactly how to restore this part of the basin yet. That'll take more research and monitoring. But Jim Bergen explains the general idea.
Moving the water across these floodplain forests as close to way it was naturally before a lot of the construction, a lot of these canals and pipeline right-of-ways and so on.
Getting that water to move naturally is the goal of the East Grand Lake Project, the Nature Conservancy's first restoration effort on their new preserve.
This is just the beginning. We're hopeful that a lot of folks are going to say, well, if the Nature Conservancy, is working with Wilbert's and Wilbert's working with the Nature Conservancy, it's got to be a positive thing.
Gaining the trust of private landowners is key, because the vast majority of the Atchafalaya Basin is privately owned. But the Nature Conservancy is hopeful this deal with Wilbert's will be a model for future projects. For WRKF News, I'm Nick Jansen.